God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. We're continuing our sermon series about God's comfort. And tonight it's being comforted by God when you are alone. Therefore, solitude should be shunned, Luther says, and companionship of familiar people be sought, especially when it comes to spiritual perils. Martin Luther reminds us it is not good for us to be alone. He should know what it was like to be alone. There were many times in his own life that he was alone. And sometimes you could even be in a crowd of people and still be alone. When we start thinking about Christian persecution, usually our minds goes back to the time of the lions, the Romans, and the early centuries of Christianity. But it may surprise you that the first, quote, Lutheran Christians were often intensely persecuted and even killed. Yet, in the midst of that persecution, they still remained strong in the faith. And so how could these followers of Christ remain strong even as the devil was dealing with them even physically and bodily and battering them daily? To comfort and to encourage believers, Martin Luther wrote, God is extravagantly rich in his grace, first through his spoken word in which forgiveness of sins is preached to the whole world, which is the proper function of the gospel, second, through baptism, third, through the holy sacrament of the altar, fourth, through the power of the keys. Yes, Luther added a very important thing here, something the devil hopes that Christians will not realize or practice, the whole concept of fellowship. Luther stresses that God also gives comfort to his children when they gather together, even apart from the formal divine service. Is that possible? Even coming from your pastor? And the answer is yes. God encourages us to get together for that mutual conversation and consolation of the brothers and sisters, as Luther would sort of put it. Matthew 18 reminds us where two or three are gathered, our Lord is even in the midst of them. So can Luther's and the Bible's advice help you? Luther did not dream up this advice all by himself about the gathering together of the brothers and sisters, so to speak, of the faith. But this comes from God's word. His advice for Christians is to fellowship often. Not just for potlucks and soup suppers, and those are wonderful events, I'm not bashing them, and not just for the divine service either, but to gather together to support one another, even outside of church settings. As the family gathers together, you know, for special family occasions, for birthdays, for other types of celebrations, so can Christ's family gather together. As our scripture readings for today from Colossians and Ephesians sort of depict. This means that God is pleased and actually strengthens one another. As you get together and you talk about the day, you show concern for one another, you encourage one another. Is this bad? The answer is no. Does there have to be a Bible present or the Lutheran service book present? The answer again is no. We're talking about Christians just gathering to show that support, that love for one another, that concern from one another that really helps the soul, especially if the soul is feeling alone and forgotten. So Luther and God's word is trying to encourage you to gather together to celebrate those birthdays, anniversaries, baptismal birthdays, and to gather to help, especially in times of need, special needs. Luther would continue to add, singing Christian hymns on such occasion is something that Luther and his own family did and is especially important. Now, I will admit, in today's world, we might be thinking, when the family gets together, are we willing to break out the Christian hymn CDs and start breaking into a couple stanzas of A Mighty Fortress? I will admit that's probably not the top thing on your agenda. But please consider it, especially when you start considering some of the poetry in God's Word that is behind some of these hymns. As we sing these hymns in church, look at what the author is trying to say and how those words are designed to encourage you in the faith. Yes, Christ will continue to uphold you through other believers. We have those hymn texts written by other believers from long ago, and we have our own friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, here today. Luther also explains that even the fellowship of a single Christian friend is used by God to comfort you. Luther said this, "A faithful friend is a great boon and a precious treasure in any situation of life, not only because of common dangers in which he can be both an aid and a comfort, but also because of spiritual trials. Even if one's heart is well grounded by the Holy Spirit, it remains a great advantage to have a brother with whom one can converse about religion and from whom one can hear words of comfort." Luther sort of summarizes it this way, "I, for my part, consider the loss of all my possessions less important than that of a faithful friend." Luther understood because he also was in the midst of persecution. He also was in the midst of being alone, especially when he was in the Wartburg writing the Bible in the German language. He spent many hours alone. And during those times alone, yes, he had those struggles with the devil. The devil knows how to play on our mind, bring up those sinful thoughts within us. And when we're by ourselves, it is a great struggle. But when we have the care of a good Christian friend, Christ himself, now the protection is there. When Christ was wrestling with the temptations in the garden, in Matthew chapter 26, verse 37 and following, we see him also seeking comfort from among his three disciples. When Paul, in Acts chapter 28, saw the brethren coming to meet him, he took courage from the sight and experienced comfort. Loneliness, we have to realize, distresses a person who is solitary and deprived and of friends. He then struggles and struggles greatly. And we have to ask the question, why? Why is loneliness such a danger? I mean, yes, we hear about depression, but why can't we just live alone? Well, we have to go back to the beginning and even before the beginning. I know you might be thinking, Pastor, you're working too hard. How can you have something before the beginning? Well, if I consider the beginning in Genesis chapter 1, what was before the beginning? Nothing but God himself. Strangely enough, God is not alone. The nature of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God is in community. How about that? And when God created man, Adam, he then said, "It is not good for man to be alone," and created Eve. Needless to say, we can develop a paradigm here. God does not design us to live alone, but designs for us to be in community. Now, I will admit, if you have children, you know, you want to teach them independence. Fair enough. I have my joke, you know, after they go away to college, that's the time to change the locks. You know, you do want to teach them independence. You want to get them out on their own. You want them to develop as their own human being. But independence can be a good thing. Too much independence can be a bad thing. It is a bad thing when we can say that we can do all things by ourselves And we don't need any help at all, including Christ. Because at that point, we are right where the devil wants us to be. Because it is in the midst of our loneliness, it's the midst of being alone and isolated from good Christian friends and from God's word, that the devil comes in with his thoughts. And then depression may sink in. The devil likes to work in our minds. And then now comes the question, are you strong enough? If you are so independent that you don't need anyone else, I can tell you the answer to that question. No. With Christ and with the encouragement of fellow believers, there is victory. God is continuing to point us to something whenever we get alone. A, don't be there for very long. Return back to His Word. Return back to God and His community. Return back to Word and Sacrament. Return back to the fellowship of believers. We have to remember that God develops this community and wants you to be in community with Him. Christ Himself, He wants you to be in relationship. And through His Word and Sacrament, we are in that relationship. Do we not remember what happens when we sing the communion liturgy with angels and with archangels, with all the company of heaven? We are not coming to this altar rail just to receive the body and blood of Christ by ourselves, but we are now connected to Christ and all the heavenly hosts, all believers in Christ throughout time and eternity. You are not alone. Christ is here to feed you, to nourish you, to give you that strength, because we need that strength. Even though our world's population seems to continue to grow, in today's urban world, it seems like we are more alone. Yes, we may have our friends online, but it seems like the next generation is always a little bit more lonely than the previous. One interesting statistic to help prove this point. Back in, when I was born, 1960s, the percentage of people who actually lived by themselves was about 13%. Nowadays, it's 25%. The church has an ongoing work to continue to do, to continue to reach out to those people who are alone, because the temptation is strong by the devil. He is trying to target those people who are in isolation and by themselves. It is not good for man to be alone, now nor at the beginning in Genesis chapter 1. It opens the door for the devil, and that struggle then begins. God does not want you to be struggling by yourself. He provides the community of believers that we have here at Trinity. He provides good Christian friends to encourage you in that faith. He provides Himself through Word and Sacrament to defeat sin, death, and the devil. So as we look at the cross of Jesus and see our Lord's victory over sin, death, and the devil there, we can take that cross with that victory even into our mind when the devil tries to work his hardest. Yes, God works in that community. And it should be an open community, receiving all people. Doesn't matter how much we have sinned. It's do we believe and trust in God. But within this community, there's also a need for protection of the community. We have to realize that Satan is alive and well. And sin resides within all of us. So also within that community, there should be the nurturing, the teaching, the coaching, and the comforting. And these aren't things that just the pastor does. This is something that every Christian can do. Therefore, as Luther says, solitude should be shunned. and the companionship of familiar people sought. It is kind of bad for us to be alone. You know, fair enough, there is a certain time and a place where we just need that space to be alone, to sort of collect our thoughts. Nothing wrong with that. But to be continually to be alone. Ecclesiastes says, it is very bad for a man to be alone, especially amid temptations. Woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. Luther reminds us, for if a man is alone when he is tempted, he cannot overcome any temptation either of the flesh or of the spirit. So today we give our glory to the Lord and to the strengthening of our own spirit and that of your family fellowship that can provide for you. So we encourage one another to do what we did right before the divine service. Eat a meal together. Enjoy a fellowship together. Discuss the events of the day together. Do this out of Christian love for one another, and God will continue to strengthen you in his name. Amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.